Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author, and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to n2n365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Happy new podcast day. Today, I want to talk about the autonomic nervous system and calming your autonomic nervous system. Even as I say that, I feel like there's an expectation on myself to like come up with some incredible science for you, because we're going to be talking about the autonomic nervous system. So I want to just reassure those of you who have got this far in and are like, oh my God, no, who is this and where, what have you done with Ebony, and like, am I going to understand any of this and what's the point? Before you go into freak out mode, there is not going to be any science in this episode. I'm not going to go deep into like all about the autonomic nervous system, how it functions or any of that stuff. What I wanted to do was to really share why you might want to have some more awareness of your autonomic nervous system, and why calming your autonomic nervous system or doing some things that allow your ANS to reset and recalibrate might be a good idea. Is that okay? I'm taking that as a yes. So Manuel Martinez said the ANS is the interface between mind and body, and it is known that almost all of the body's functions are controlled by the autonomic nervous system. It's actually about 90% of the body is actually innervated by the ANS. So the ANS is what I like to think of the air conditioning unit, or the temperature control, or the climate control part of your body. Essentially, it passes the messages. It's the interpreter. It's the context or the environment in the body. It transmits and receives all the information, internal and external. It is this incredible adaptive intelligence. It has memory. It passes it on. It has neural plasticity. It has glial cells and interneurons and all of that stuff, and is kind of involved with and interacts with the polyvagal nervous system. It is in itself a complex and adaptive system. And essentially, we're not talking about any one particular part of the body, but we're talking about, and as I say, you know, you can understand what I mean when I talk about the autonomic nervous system, right? It's like, it's the bit that has you breathing, whether you pay attention to that or not. So like, if you breathe in, at some point, a part of your body kicks in and breathes out. That is an autonomic nervous system function. There's all sorts of stuff that's going on in your body at any given time, which the ANS is responsible for. So that is what we are talking about today. And can you imagine if we're talking about that part of the body, of the system, if you like, that part of the system is the part that we often take for granted. It's the building. If you're talking about a home, it's like, oh gosh, it's, you know, all of the internal infrastructure. It's like, it's the pieces that nobody ever thinks to clean or to say thank you for, or to like upgrade, or, you know, any of that stuff. And it's also the piece that keeps all sorts of information. Yeah, like, I like to think of it as the climate or orientation. So in my work, you have often heard me talk about victim mentality or creator mentality or lack or abundance. And one of the places, and we can work on that in our mind. We can work on like reprogramming your mindset. So when we talk about mindset work, we can go, oh, I believe this, and oh, I believe that, and oh, what could a new belief be? And la, la, la. That is all mindset work. And that's one part of this stuff. And the other part of this stuff is to really go, okay, well, I'm not just a walking brain, a head brain. I am made up of an entire body. And that body has got kind of organs and body parts, but it's also got a kind of mind body, right? Like there's an intrinsic emotional intelligence that lives throughout our entire body. And so that's a little bit of what I wanted to talk about today, because the wonderful Paul Connelly said that the ANS acts like a gateway of our humanness. And to me, it is. When I did my MBIT, so my Multiple Brain Integration Technique Master Coach certification, we did like 4 days work on the ANS. And I am not attempting to share all of that information with you or any great part of that information with you today. But I really want to thank Grant Suzalu for the work that he did and everybody involved in the MBIT community for the work that they continue to do to bring together the science and then also the kind of spiritual awareness around how our multiple brains are working together and how the kind of glue, if you like, all of that is the ANS. And that is why the ANS is getting a whole episode of my podcast today. And that is really because it plays such a huge part in how we are being and how we are adulting and how we are becoming and how we are living and humaning in the world. And so now I don't know who to quote this to. I think I've written Colette et al. I might be completely wrong on this, but there's one more quote that I wanted to share with you, which is, the overall activity of the ANS is maintaining the homeostasis of the organism by adapting to both the demands of the internal milieu and the changes in the environment. Okay, so all of that to say, the ANS is important. It's this piece of us, this part of our humanness that is constantly monitoring, that is slower and more ethereal than our head brain. It is a really important part of us that most of us don't think about. We often think about our bodies. We often think about, now that we've got some awareness, we might think about our head, we might think about our heart, we might think about our gut, we might think about the idea that there's more going on than just this head brain that makes decisions. We might understand, we might have read something like The Body Keeps Score, or we might have some kind of understanding of how old trauma is kept in our body. We might have some kind of understanding of what the autonomic nervous system is, or maybe we've just got an understanding of what the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system is from having been to a yoga class or a meditation class, or done some pranayama and really noticed how slowing our breath right down can change our mood and our feeling and like what we are aware of and what we're sensing. And all of that comes down to what is going on in our ANS. It's all about it's all about our alignment, it's all about balance, it's all about coherence. Everything to do with that kind of stuff is your autonomic nervous system, okay? And so we can basically say the ANS is involved in virtually every aspect of our daily life. And yet, most of us have never paid any attention to it whatsoever. We've never thought about it in any way. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast was to explain something that I worked on last year and the difference that it made in my life. So most of you who've read my book, Misfit Maven, go read it, or have done some work with me or been listening to the podcast for a long time, will know that for most of my life, I have had stuff around body image, had stuff around being active and like food and all of those things, and never, not yet found an easy way with it all, or an easy way of being a human in this body. And it's something that I continue to find new layers of working in. And it's one of the things that drives my desire to learn more and my discovery into different modalities and bringing somatic practices into my work, so that we aren't just talking, because I'm not interested in just talking coaching. I want to really work with your emotional body and with your energetic body and with your spiritual body and kind of go and ultimately your body. Okay. So last year, in January 2019, my back went, and so much so I was kind of lying on the kitchen floor and I went to see a chiropractor and we started making notes and we looked at my history and we realized that every 4 years, for about 20 years, my back had gone and I had ended up on the floor. And so I made the decision to work long term with a chiropractor to look at what was really going on and to shift and change. And so I made some wonderful shifts and changes in my posture by working with someone who really understood what was happening. And I began to understand that what was going on was about mobility and about hip stability rather than it being spinal. And that was a really interesting shift to be like, oh, this isn't about my back per se. It's about my pelvis. It's about my hips. It's about stability. There's some new exercises I can do. And so I kind of went on an adventure into Pilates and into hip stability and mobility and flexibility in a whole new way, with a different set of tools and a different set of modalities from those that I had done before. And I stepped away from yoga for the first time in years, and it turned out that I had been doing a lot of the things that I really enjoyed in yoga. I enjoyed them because I was good at them, because my body did those things, when actually I should have focused on, or it would have been more useful to my body to not overextend in those areas, but to do some more work in other areas which were less easy for me. And so I had a break from yoga for a bit and I started working on some other things. And also, none of this stuff can be done in isolation, because we're not just like a lower back problem, or we're not just a headache, or we're not just a whatever your symptom is that you're experiencing. We are a whole body. And so one thing affects something else. So this is in the environment of me having some thyroid stuff, which I'd discovered before, and all of these different things. And previously, my relationship with exercise had been like, unless it makes me sweaty, unless it makes me hurt, it's not worth it. And so I had been someone who had been going to the gym and lifting heavy, or, you know, that was my favorite thing to do. And then I started to learn about the autonomic nervous system. And what I learned was that calming your autonomic nervous system by going for a sauna, being in the jacuzzi, or listening to a storybook. I've been doing a lot of that this year, or in the last year, on Audible, or like stroking your hair, or having your forehead just held, or, you know, you can, I'm sure as I'm talking, you can imagine those things and you can see the things that the response that they have in common, right? Maybe you are someone like me who had a blanket or a thing that you cuddled as a kid. Maybe you were a thumb sucker. All of these are self-soothing responses. And one of the things that we stop doing as an adult often is self-soothing. Or we turn to things like alcohol or our partners or other people or work. Or, you know, there's all sorts of different things to self-soothe. And so why I wanted to talk about the autonomic nervous system today was to really go, okay, well, how are you self-soothing and how are you calming your autonomic nervous system? We talk about self-love, and there's a kind of, you know, hilarious meme about self-love not just being bubble baths, but bubble baths or Epsom salt baths, or, you know, going for a sauna or a swim or a jacuzzi, these are things that calm our autonomic nervous system down and allow them to reset and relax. If you imagine that your autonomic nervous system is the thing or the part of you that is on the constant lookout for threat, and if it's in high alert, and if there's cortisol running through your body and it's always in survival mode and it thinks, fuck, we're in danger all of the time,
and it never resets, what do you think the effect of that is long term? Which is why it's so important for us to learn how to self-regulate, to learn how to calm our autonomic nervous system. It's why meditation is important. It's why balanced breathing is important. It's why taking some time out to be without doing, without any agenda, to have a social media fast, or like all of these things are important, not just because someone else told you that they're important. They actually serve a purpose, and that purpose is to calm and reset your autonomic nervous system. It's to give yourself a complete and utter stop so that you can reset. And in last week's episode, we were talking fight or flight with Rachel, and you know, if that is something that is happening to us, we must give ourselves time to calm and reset our autonomic nervous system by taking a bath, by having a massage, by self-soothing in some way, whether it is listening to a story, whether it's having a snuggle on the sofa with a friend, you know, with your child, whatever it is, right? We must, as adults, as kick-ass and kind, responsible adults, find ways to calm and soothe and be with ourselves. And maybe it's colouring, maybe it's painting, maybe it's singing, maybe it's, I would love to know for you, you know, maybe it is running. I hear so many people are like, you know, I get into the zone and I just chill out. I'm like, yeah, that's still action. But there is a lot to be said for calming and in an active environment. So we have some incredibly learned, educated listeners, right? We have people who come from all over the world who are coaches and doctors and consultants and trainers and trauma specialists and all the rest of it. So I would love for us to start sharing some of the ways that you guys consciously calm your autonomic nervous systems. What are some of the things that you love to do? Because I would love us to start a movement around this being a cool thing to do, or it being a grown-up thing to do, or being an adult thing to do. Like, we take care of ourselves. You know, we have duvet days. We take mental health days. We, you know, what about actually just having a complete reset and like having a social media free day or a social media free weekend, or like all of those little things. So anything that you have done that is easy and you would like to share with other people around calming your autonomic nervous system, I would love to share it on our platform. And so we're going to be sharing some of these on Instagram. This year I'm really focusing on Instagram. It's much easier for me to be in one place rather than everywhere, which again is actually an act of kindness to myself, to not have to be everywhere. So that is my invitation for you this week, is to look at some ways that you can calm your autonomic nervous system by taking some time out, letting yourself self-soothe. I kind of also just want to reference the work of Peter Levine, that he has done some great work on trauma and some wonderfully simple things that you can do. So just putting your right hand, I may have the hands the wrong way around, but do what works for you. So like your right hand on your heart, your left hand on your belly, and just breathe. Not if you're driving, but that is like set a timer for yourself and just do that, and like as an experiment, curious, let me know how it feels afterwards. What's the other one? Like having a shake, a good old shake. Koya is a great one for that. Koya, which if you're looking up and you want to sort of go, what is Koya? What is this thing she's talking about? It is a class started by Rochelle Sheck, and Koya is spelt Q-O-Y-A. We'll put a link in. But as part of Koya classes, there is a section where we shake. You shake from your feet into your ankles, your legs, like all the way up into your hips, your back, like shake your entire body. And this is based on one of the ways that animals shift trauma in their body. So if something scary happens, if something unexpected happens, they just shake it off. And so for those of you who aren't doing that regularly, it can be a wonderful way. Let's say you have a horrid phone call or something unexpected happens, or like a bill comes in and you weren't expecting it. Like all of that stuff is affecting your autonomic nervous system. So one of the ways that you can process that trauma and get rid of it is to shake. So we have a playlist on Spotify we've got, there's a whole bunch of M2M playlists, and one of them is a really good one to shake your body to. I also have a whole list on my YouTube as part of one of the meditations in the meditation bundle that we offer. I'll put all of the links in next to this episode so you can find all of these things. But what I'd love from you guys is a commitment to practicing calming your autonomic nervous system on purpose and sharing one thing with me. So if you're on Instagram, come over to Instagram. If you're on LinkedIn, come over to LinkedIn, I'm still there. If you're on Facebook, come over onto Facebook. If you just want to email us, then you can do that, support@ebonyallard.co.uk. Let us know what is one thing that you love to do that helps you to self-soothe and to calm your autonomic nervous system. And then my intention is for us to share these so we can kind of build up a resource bank for everybody. So everybody can have like a larder or a pantry or a shopping list full of things that they can do. So my personal recommendations are Epsom salt baths, absolutely love them, one a week kind of a girl. Sauna and temperature is really good, and that all of the work by Wim Hof is accessing and shifting the autonomic nervous system in some way. So hot to cold, one of the things I love to do is go into the sauna and get really hot and then go into the outdoor pool and swim in the cold. The alternative is a plunge pool or like cold water. There's all sorts of stuff that you can do around this. I also, as I say, big fan of an audiobook. I feel like platonic hugging and cuddling needs to make a comeback because it's just so important. We don't get enough hugs as adults. So yeah, anything you want to share with me, I will share with our entire audience so that we can create an access point for these things and we can all calm our autonomic nervous systems a little bit so that we have more access to resilience and become more resourceful. I hope that this was an interesting and useful exercise or episode for you with a bunch of kind of exercise-y type things for you to try. Let me know. As always, I love your feedback. Please come and find me on Instagram @EbonyAllard or follow the podcast at Adulting with Ebony so that you can get updates. If you're not on our mailing list, make sure you go and sign up. We send an email out every Thursday just giving you a little reminder and sending you a link so you can listen. I love you guys. You're amazing. Have a fantastic week. Speak to you next week. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am @EbonyAllard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.